This is Member Care Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
This is the fourth time on this program when we've been talking about coaching. Or really, to be more exact, Jonathan and Felix have been talking about coaching and we've been listening in. We've learned a lot from them and we're going to learn some more today because they're back with us again and we're going to listen in on another one of their conversations. Jonathan?
Today we'd like to look at coaching specifically in a situation of conflict. Often in situations of conflict, only one side of the conflict is able to be present or willing to have some help or management in a situation. Can you talk a bit about that kind of a situation from your personal experience?
Quite often, you only, as you just said, you only have one person who is willing to learn and willing to sort out the conflict situation, or who is the only person who perceives the situation as tense and conflicting. This one person who came to me said he feels under pressure from his organization. There are certain requirements and regulations that he has a hard time submitting to. I've listened and I've asked him, so have you confronted your organization? He said, well, they don't really listen to me. They don't see it as a problem. I have to submit. And it's an older organization, so you have more of an authoritarian hierarchy structure. We say, you obey, sort of deal. And then we said, okay, what do you want to do? I've asked him. Yeah, he said, I want to know how to resolve this. And this is not a typical conflict mediation where you have both parties. You only work with one party who perceives the situation as a conflict. So first, I try to get to know as much as possible about the situation. And I learned the different facts. It's just one side that I learn. I don't learn anything from the other side. And then I collected all the facts. And after that, I tried to get him to talk about his thoughts and feelings. In conflicts, there are so many feelings involved. Feelings that are triggered by situations, by words that are spoken. A lot of interpretation also. That took a long time to sort out, okay, these are the facts and this is your interpretation. These are your thoughts and these are your feelings. You felt really abandoned. You felt really mad when he said this. Did you really mean this? What if he didn't mean this when he said it, etc., etc.? So the area of communication, we explored all of this. Communication, what has been said, how did you react? What did you say? Some emails that went back and forth. We looked at those emails. And partly in my role as a coach, I'm his support. So my role is to look through his eyes, to try to look through his eyes, to show empathy, to listen and to, oh, this must feel really difficult for you right now. Like sort of empathy, looking through his eyes. But I'm also trying to be more objective in the way of, well, what if the other party didn't mean it that way? What if you just interpret